This is Senator Al Simpson. It's over, Ted. We as congressmen can now begin to respond to the will of the people. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, after so many months of facing off, how about facing off in the same direction? This has been a darn tough campaign, too long, too. But it's now time to put partisanship behind us. This new president surely has his work cut out for him, and thoughtful Republicans and Democrats need to work closely with him to tackle the tough issues of the day. We are facing a very serious federal budget deficit. We won't get our work done on that if all we do is use this issue as a partisan bomb to roll under each other's chairs. We need a united national commitment to wage the war on drugs, and our nation's environmental laws must be more closely addressed. There is so much work to be done on negotiating arms reductions with the Soviet Union. It's a full plate indeed, Ted. So let you and I vow to work with our new president. He really does need our advice, our counsel, and our cooperation.
I'm into that, Al. This presidential campaign has been an endless marathon for the candidates. I know what it's like, and I commend them all, George Bush and Mike Dukakis, Dan Quayle and Lloyd Benson, for enduring it, for putting up with the hardship and indignities to their families and themselves. One thing for sure, Al, the end of this presidential campaign didn't come soon enough. It seemed like the longest election in history, and it probably was. What nobody will miss about 1988 is the overdose of negative campaigning. Under Gresham's law of economics, bad money drives out good. The same is true in politics. Negative campaigning drives out positive discussion of the issues we face. It's no way to pick a president, and both parties share the blame. Join me, Al, in redoubling our efforts for reform. We can do more to rid our elections of negative attacks, the corrosive power of special interest money, and the tyranny of 30-second soundbites. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.